On a warm Wednesday evening, a group of Lipscomb University students and professors walks through a tunnel of razor wire. If any of them are troubled by being at a prison, they don't show it. They talk and make plans for the weekend until an officer tells them it's time to go in. They place their books on the conveyor to be x-rayed. They walk through a metal detector. They're frisked.
Raise your arms and spread your legs for me.
On the other side of a heavy steel door, their classmates from the Tennessee Prison for Women are waiting for them. Tonight, the outside students, as the traditional students are called, wind their way to a large, brightly lit room to wait for the inside students. After a few minutes, a guard leads the prisoners in. Some of them stop to talk with their professors. Others hurry to hug their friends before class begins. Their affection seems natural now, but it wasn't always like that.
My first thought was, oh my goodness, I'm going to be in a class surrounded by a bunch of women, and women in prison.
That's Zach Bergen, one of the few male students in the program.
Like, you think they might be shady because they're, like, sitting in the back and quiet, or you think, like, the outgoing ones might just be, like, they're trying to get on your side for some kind of reason. I don't know. I was a little fearful.
Another outside student, Christina Garan, admits she expected the worst from the inmates.
Hollywood does this thing where, like, when you watch movies and you see all these inmates, like, you think that they're all, like, mean. It was kind of difficult because we're all like, all right, I don't know what to say. If I say something wrong, like, what's going to happen?
The traditional students aren't alone in their fear. Entering a room full of fresh-faced college students is daunting for the prisoners, too. Like 31-year-old Barbie Brown, who's been incarcerated since she was 18.
I didn't know what I was walking into, but I did know that I was walking into students that were going to be younger than me, and I felt that they were going to be smarter than me. Really, that first day was terrifying to me.
The professor assigns group projects to help ease the tension, and before long, the prison setting becomes less important than the work they're doing together. Bergen says the inmates are dedicated students.
They don't have the internet, but like the papers that they write are good and probably better than mine.
The collective GPA for the women in the prison is 3.7. Their performance in class is better than Professor Randy Spivey expected.
It's really, really quality work, and that really did surprise me. Their grades are consistently better than our students that come here from the campus, the main campus, and that's surprising.
As the inmates and the traditional students work side by side, they get to know each other. And the differences that once seemed so insurmountable to outside students like Iran begin to disappear.
And to think that, like, I came in at first thinking that I wasn't going to be able to befriend them, and now we have, like, this relationship.
Tiffany Norman has been in prison for 8 years. She says the outside students learn to accept them despite their mistakes.
I've made a bad choice. I'm not saying what I did was right, but, I mean, can I be forgiven? Can it just be, you know, and they actually forgive us. Like, they don't even come in and say, well, what did you do? Why are you here? It's not even like that. It's like, what's your name? You know, do you have kids? And they just want to know all about you. They just want to, it's awesome.
Garan, one of the outside students, looks forward to coming to class each week.
This class is the only class that I am always, like, ready to go to. Like, I, like, have so much energy to go to it. Like, I absolutely love this class. Like, it's So life-changing.
While the classes are important to the outside students, Wednesday nights are the highlight of the week for the inmates. The students bring energy and news of the day. Brown says they also bring acceptance and friendship.
We look forward to coming down here on Wednesdays and seeing these folks. If somebody's not here, we want to know where they're at. We want to know what's going on. Some lifelong friendships have been made here.
For inmates like Tiffany Norman, saying goodbye at the end of the semester is difficult.
By that time, we'll be crying. And it's like, oh, and like sometimes we swap phone numbers or they still write and we still keep in contact.
Norman just learned she'll be released from prison the next day. She can't wait to tell the outside students. They huddle around her and cry when they hear the news. She's excited to be going home and happy to stay in touch with Leah, one of the friends she made through the LIFE program.
Yeah, me and Leah, she said one day a week we're going to hang out so that we can keep in contact. Yeah. I mean, she didn't know me before she came here, and now she wants me to be a part of her circle.
Inside student Donna McCoy will never have the chance to connect with students outside of prison. She's in for life. But that didn't stop her from earning her associate's degree and walking in the prison's first graduation ceremony.
It was just the most awesome moment you can ever imagine. It was the biggest gift anyone could ever give you. It was a moment that you would say, if you didn't believe that there was a God, that there was a God, and that people could be restored. Even though we're not restored outside of these walls, we've been given life again.
That's how the inmates talk about the program. It's a gift. For Brown and others who will be released someday, it's given them hope for a future outside the prison walls.
So it reminds me every time that I walk in and see their faces that I'm not completely isolated from society. And then at some point when I do leave, I have a shot.
Brown has been transformed by the experience.
It's not this big brick wall that I had once seen between myself and the outside. So really, it's let me hold on to my life.
Donna McCoy believes her success in the LIFE program is confirmation of her self-worth.
What people don't know is it's the story of the Wizard of Oz. When the Oz, the curtains pull back and Oz comes out and he tells the Scarecrow, he says, you already had brains. You just needed a piece of paper to validate that.
Brown believes that piece of paper may save her.
It's very aptly named, LIFE program. That's exactly what it does. It just gives life.
For WUOT News, I'm Leslie Snow.